having, Billy. There must be some empty seats somewhere in this beer hall.
I ain't been in a crush like this since the mess hall mutiny on that troop ship.
Can I get through here, Bitter?
Excuse me, Bittershoe. I'll just do the low crawl under this table. Pardon me, mister, but could you move your leg? Oh, is that your leg, ma'am? I'm sorry. You got a little fump o'clock shadow there.
Billy, I see two seats. Careful with that bratwurst, lady.
Well, we finally made it, Duff. What a scene. Did you see that lady back there? She was wearing a man's armpits.
And look at that little guy with a mustache over there in the corner. What's he shouting about?
Unsere teure Heimat! Unser teures deutsches Reich! Sieg ein! Sieg ein! Sieg ein!
Oh, forget him. Nobody'd pay any attention to a crazy little guy like that.
All right. But you better pay attention to the old guy sitting next to you. The guy in the leather 50-quart shorts. Anyone that old wearing short pants can't be quite right. Stay away from him, Billy.
You boys like something to drink? Lemonade, beer, Steinhager?
Yeah, bring us a couple of steins of that Hager.
Jawohl, gut. Was? In der Stein? Steinhager?
Mark Schnell, ma'am. Couple of steins of that Hager stuff. Big ones, with a flip-top lid.
I think you got flip-top cuff, G.I. Max Nix. Two Steinhager.
Here's two, you old stick, buddy. Bottoms up. Yahoo! Whoa! That's some beer you fella squeezed, comrade. Here's mud in your eye. Prost!
Prost!
Mess with the natives, Billy. You don't want any trouble with old shiny shorts.
Oh, Duff, he's just a big friendly guy, Elf. Come on, comrade, let's prove. Look, Duff, the band leader's coming this way.
Hey, what's he putting this cap on my head for? Handing me his baton.
They want you to lead band, Duff. Get up there and give them about 14 courses of Dixie.
But I never led.
Come and see. We spielen good music zusammen.
Atta boy, Duff. Dixie. Go get him, boy. Go get him.
Now, what we going to spiel for you?
Gee, I don't know any German songs. Play anything, whatever comes into your head.
Gentlemen! Gentlemen! Bitte! Bitte! Achtung! Achtung! Shut up! Sorry for that, but we get requests all the time for that song from the little customer in the corner, the one with the mustache. Now we play Hofbräu song, yeah?
Hey, comrade, that's my buddy leading the band up there. Prima, huh?
Yeah, it's good. You want play Schuhplattler with me?
What's Schuhplattler? You know what he wants, ma'am?
Hello, Schatzi. Ich komme mit der Hosen in der Hand.
Hey, let go. That's my Hosen. Okay, come on, comrade. I'd rather play with you than her. Okay, now what do we do? Just, stand up here and start swapping her heels and her pants and slapping each other. Yow! Ow! Yow! Them petrified shorts makes my hands smart. Ow! Not so hard, comrade. Ow! Would you help me up, comrade? Give me your hand.
Ach so, finger heckling, wunderbar.
Let go of my finger, comrade. Oh, that hurts. You're pulling me clean across the table now. Let go.
Hey, I'm Shotzi. He wants to finger wrestle. I'll help you.
Let go of my hosen. Let go of my finger. Help!
You call mine here. You like to buy beer for your two friends?
Yeah! No more.
More? Not so. For the spell also?
No! Stop! Uncle!
Dunkel! Dunkel beer? Prima!
Yeah! alles, comrade, alles.
For alles, comrades? Beer for everybody's in das Hofbrauhaus? Wunderbar!
Ja! Ja! Help! Help, Doc! Help! Help, Doc!
Thanks for letting me lead the band.
Thank you for das Bier.
For the beer? Uh-oh, Billy's in trouble. I gotta run.
Oh, boy, he's a jolly good fellow. Boy, he's a jolly good fellow. Down, G.I.
What's loaf here, Billy? Let go of that guy's hand. I told you it was kind of funny. And get off Billy's back, lady.
Am I glad to see you, Duff? Get this big elf unhooked from my finger.
Is genug? Good, good finger, Hecklin.
Oh, he finally let go. Oh, my poor little blue finger.
I think you got problems, Billy. I hear some guy bought beer for the house. Well, I'd like to see his face when he gets the check. There must be 2,000 people in here.
Come on, let's pay up and get out of here. How do you ask for the check?
Die-reckning bitter.
Fraulein, the reckoning bitter soon.
Attention all MP units. Attention all MP units. Converge immediately on Hofbrauhaus, 20 Pretzelstrasse. Riot underway involving 2,000 Germans, 2 GIs.
Morning, man. I'm Sergeant Shortarm of the medical section, just here to check on a few little things.
Oh, Sergeant, am I glad to see you. I got a finger that's all swole out of shape. And you gotta listen to my head with your stethoscope.
Listen, soldier, I'm not a Ben Casey. We don't do brain surgery in the barracks. Not anymore.
Oh, please, Sarge. Just listen once. There's some mighty funny goings on in there.
What are you trying, Private? You trying to get nervous in the service? You trying to get that Section 8 special flug home? You trying to get T.D. White of that foam rubber chalet, helping them elves make them cuckoo clocks? Never happened, G.I.
Come on, Sarge. Put that thing to my head. You'll see.
Well, you do look a little foamy around the mouth. Which lump do you want me to listen to?
Right here. Right here.
Just got a little of the Gemütlichkeit parasite with a prosit of the Hofbrau virus. You're lucky that the medical corps has this miracle drug to take care of it. Here you are, Private. Stick one pill in your ear, shove the other one up your nose, and tape the third one of that blue finger you were belly aching about.
What are these pills? It's printed here on the box, APC.
Home of Culpepper and Murphy. What's holding you guys up? Having trouble with the zippers on your straight jackets? Half the battalion's already in the trucks. What are you doing under them blankets, Culpepper? Get out of there!
Morning, Sergeant Sidewinder.
You and that miserable radio again. Turn it off! You know I can't stand that AFN long hair music early in the morning. I I don't want to see that radio no more! Now get your alert gear and get out on that truck.
Burley, if Sergeant Sidewinder doesn't get his beauty sleep, the lines around his eyes really show.
The thing I hate most about these alerts is having to open my wall locker. You think they could have picked a nicer spot for an alert area, Duff? This place makes Graffenbeer look like Garmisch.
It has to be here. The Russians are just the other side of that hill.
Let me get to the other side of this foxhole, Duff. Ooh, I want to unpack my alert bag. Uh-oh.
Culpepper! Did you bring that Japanese music box out here?
No, Sergeant! Boy, was that close.
Billy, what is all this stuff? This is alert gear?
Let me check. My radio, dozen extra batteries, my record player, and my record, G.I.'s Germany in sound and music. My pin the tail on the sergeant game, a set of used finger splints wrapped in a reckoning for 2,000 beers, and my life jacket from the USNS Patch Bottom. Yep, everything's here.
Everything's here? What about your shelter half? Your sleeping bag, your gas mask, your...
And look what else I found. My official Heidelberg Student Prince dueling sword. Fix your eyes on that little twig there, Duff.
Zwei Marks, bitte.
Hey, where'd you come from, comrade? You almost got an official Heidelberg Student Prince dueling scar.
You better bug out, comrade. This is an alert area. No panhandlers allowed.
Zwei Marks for the twig that you get busted.
2 marks for cutting this little twig?
You better believe it, G.I. It's a conservation program. Or ich... has an official blue book with this year's prices for damages by GIs on maneuvers. Gucken hier. Von Leaf, 25 cents. Von Twig, like you just bought, 50 cents. Von Little Tree, $50. Von Cow, those prices jump over the moon. Verstehen?
Yeah, I verstehe. Here's your 2 marks, comrade.
Say, comrade... over in that patch of woods, a sergeant's got all of us to build him a nice, warm log cabin out of your trees. You ought to pay him a call. His name's Sergeant Sidewinder.
Log cabins? Official blue book? 4,500.
That ought to hold Sergeant Sidewinder for a spell. Let's just mosey over the hill, Duff, where we can turn on the radio. Here we are. Sarge can't possibly hear us from here.
Hey, look, Billy. There's the border over there.
Listen to this git fiddling, Duff.
No, over there. In the name of Lenin, turn off that decadent capitalistic warmongering music or give trouble.
You say something, Duff?
It's one more warning. Stop that music! Or we start the war!
Speak up, Duff, or wait till this fiddle is finished.
Stop the music!
Uh-oh. Getting a little static over AFN.
You hear me? No more! Stop it! Stop it!
Hold me! Keep me going!
Hey, Duff, where you going? Come back! Somebody's done gone and shot old Ferd Kicker in the middle of his fiddling. Wait till I tell Sergeant Sidewinder.
Murphy! Culpepper! Privates Culpepper and Murphy, I suppose you're wondering why I've called you to my hospital room for this meeting.
We're sorry about that war, Sergeant.
You're sorry about the war. You're sorry about the war. How do you feel about old Sergeant Sidewinder's purple heart with all these oak leaf clusters? Courtesy of Private E1's Murphy and Culpepper, the U.S. Armed Forces in Germany. The Cold War wasn't good enough for you. You weren't satisfied until your old Sergeant Sidewinder ended up here in the cranking house flat on his tum-tum.
Easy, Sarge. You'll aggravate your wounds.
And now, as a final full measure of devotion, the Army has directed me to conduct your re-enlistment interview. Privates Culpepper and Murphy, let me speak to you from my heart. I feel, as does the Secretary of the Army, if he's been reading my letters over the past 18 months, that you two can best serve the United States Army by leaving it alone. Since I am sure the feeling is mutual, I have filled out your forms in advance, except for a few routine questions. Question number 18. Are you aware you can maintain your present rank, Private E1, by re-enlisting? Question number 21. Have you heretofore considered making the Army a career?
Well, Sarge, we have...
At ease. The answer is no. How'd I let that one slip by? Question number 27. Have you considered the travel advantages of remaining in Germany?
We've traveled enough. Been to Grafenwehr 6 times. And spent last Christmas in a foxhole at Wildflecken.
You're right. You're right. We let Germany see too much of you. Question number 29. Did you know that by re-upping, you are guaranteed air transportation to the ZI when your tour ends?
You mean, if we don't sign up again, we'll be back on that General Pat's bottom boat again?
Yep. I can have you back on that boat and headed away from here and out of my sight forever on next week's sailing.
Gee, I'd do anything to stay off that boat, wouldn't you, Duff?
Question number 31. Have you considered the continuing cultural advantages of remaining in Europe?
That's another drawback, Sarge. How can we leave all this beer behind? And the Fraulein's, and the Fasching.
And Oktoberfest.
And Lederhosen.
And Gemüldigkeit.
And der Hosen in der Hand.
And Fingerheckling.
And Prosen.
At ease, at ease. And quit waltzing on my bed. You're aggravating my wounds. Question number 35. Have you computed the amount of money you would receive as a re-enlistment bonus?
By golly, we haven't, Sarge. If we both re-upped, we could pay off our beer bill at the Hofbrau House. We've been walloping Steins for nearly 2 years trying to recover from that first reckoning.
Well, money isn't everything, men. Think of your mothers at home, noses pressed to the window. Your sweethearts beginning to look at other guys, maybe. Your dog sleeping there alone in your bed. Your brothers, your sisters, your comic book collection. My sanity. All the finer things of life.
Take it easy, Sarge. We couldn't leave you this way. Now, just to show you how much we like you, we brought you a little token of our affection. Unwrap it for him, Billy. With all those bandages, wires, and pulleys, he can't move a muscle.
Here it is, Sarge. A 400-day radio, completely automatic and pre-tuned for 24 hours a day of my favorite program. Hillbilly Gast House. It'll be like we was right here with you every day. I'll activate it by pulling this pin. Here's 400 days of happiness for you, Sarge.
No, no. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, that does it.
I've been wet nursing you two for the past 2 years, and now you pushed kindly old Sergeant Sidewinder too far. I'm really going to give you two to Schnitzel. Doctor, nurse, psychiatrist, special orders clerk!
Well, Sarge really did give us the schnitzel, Billy.
Yeah, the USNS schnitzel. Just because we gave him that 400-day radio, we get a 400-day round trip on this seagoing honey wagon.
Our only comfort is that Sergeant Sidewinder is still back there, helpless, plugged into 398 more days of Hillbilly Guest House.
Attention in the troop area! Attention in the troop area! Privates Murphy and Culpepper, this is Sergeant Sidewinder speaking. I want you report to the galley for permanent KP.